You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in hour number three. And it's a beautiful morning out there. Got a couple of great guests right now, Sherry Omrick and John Kalewert. Talk about Kayak, Wisconsin. Jim's trying to get some free stuff to put in an orchard from John. Scott Vinci and I are getting workout tips from Sherry.
Well, John owns Leiser Lawn Care, and he knows that stuff better than anybody. Been doing my yard for years. And that, remember when those people on talking about pear trees? Yeah. He just gave me the design for my yard.
Although John, if you do that with him, I just want you to know what you're dealing with. And I'm not putting anything down, because I'm the exact same way. We were shocked when we had the young lady on talking about this great thing they're doing with all these trees. They want people to grow trees and everything. Yeah. We didn't quite understand pollination.
Yeah.
No. But these trees need to be pollinated.
You correct. Cross-pollinate.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's my word of the day.
Know, did you know that?
No. I'm friends with John. I don't need to know that.
right.
Well, you told us your garden experience. Yeah. Don't say that one again. It was cute.
So when I bought my last house, I had this beautiful garden and really big dreams. And John told me to tear that down. I'm never going to use it. Mm-hmm. Go to the farmer's market. And I'm like, what? Appalled. Like, this is my dream, right?
Yeah.
And then as it got worse and worse through the years, he did end up tearing it down for me last year. And that was a really good move.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a while. So, hey, kayaking. Now, I would like you to comment on how the city's doing, but we have those kayak launches now and even handicapped. Do you think we're with you on this?
Yeah. So, I do the kayak rentals in Lily Lake, so not quite Green Bay, Brown County.
Yeah.
And then I also have
still one of the most unknown, underrated spots in all of Northeast Wisconsin.
Keep it that way. Right.
Yeah.
Well, when we were here last time, it was not the season. And then you were telling me that you were from kayaking families.
Yes.
And there was a little bit of debate about that.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
But we want to invite you to use our kayaks with us. Huh. So now we're in season. So we want to show you how easy it is. And
absolutely. I'm in.
Come and see it.
You in?
I am. Just life preservers on there?
Absolutely. Okay. I heard earlier in the show that you can't swim, so we'll make sure that we don't just put the life jacket on the boat. You have to actually
wear it. A kayak race, me and him across Lily Lake.
I'll do that.
Done.
I'll do that.
That'd be really fun to see.
Yeah. I'm in.
I have to get insurance through the company.
We'll get a really
good waiver.
Okay, perfect.
I'll take care of it.
Perfect.
Can you have what do they call it when swimmers try to swim across the English Channel and they got those little boats? Not guide boats, rescue boats.
Spotters? What?
Something. They have people like close by in case
like
anything.
Spotters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We need a couple of those.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Awesome. We're not, yeah.
Yeah, John's kind of the right-hand man for Lily Lake, for all of
you
kayak
are
Wisconsin, so he can be the spotter, and he can actually put the kayaks out there for you and do all the stuff.
Okay, so is this a special week, Kayak Wisconsin, or is this a new program, or is it just, what is kayak, what is...
Because it's gotten popular.
It is.
I mean, it keeps growing.
So Kayak Wisconsin, you're promoting the industry or what?
No, she's the boss. I'm just the employee, and I just get the kayaks out, I do all the grunt work, and...
Awesome.
And that's it. I got the equipment to haul all the kayaks, so it's pretty easy rather than renting U-Haul or whatnot.
Yeah, so the business name is Kayak Wisconsin, and it's self-serve rentals. So when someone makes a reservation, we give them access to Master Lock, so they download an app, and then they go unlock it by themselves, put it in the water by themselves, and then come back. We'll come with you guys.
Thank you.
So are they one, two people? What do you rent?
Both. So most locations have two tandems and then four singles. Wrightstown has the most because that was the first location and we wanted to accommodate more school groups. And so anyone that does a big group does it in Wrightstown.
Now, Jim mentioned something about disabled. folks were, that's gotten to be a big thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. And you mentioned the launches. So they're ADA accessible launches.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yes. Yep. So Green Bay has those. Right. And so do all of the locations.
Where you
except
are?
The, we also have a location at the Duck Creek Quarry. That one doesn't have the launch, but it's shallow, easy in, but it just doesn't have the ADA part.
That's awesome. I've seen that quarry a million times years past, and I never thought, oh, this could be a cool. That in the last couple of years has become a really cool recreational place.
That's very cool. Didn't they get a little, is that open to anybody and everybody, or do they kind of?
Well, you have to have a wristband or something, right?
Don't they have to be Howard, too, to get a deal?
You do. So you need, you can get a free wristband if you live in Howard.
Right.
You can pay, it's almost nothing. It's like $50 for the season, but you do not need a wristband to rent the kayaks because that's on the other side. That's not in the gated side.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, you don't need a wristband.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. And we had a lady on here who did like kayak places in the state.
Bab Smith.
And
traveled the state and wrote books on it.
And it wasn't like young, healthy people like you, not that she's, but it was just older people that really go on these kayak excursions. And
yeah, some people are all, mine is very recreational. So a lot of people go kayaking and then camping, you know, and that's not what we do. I mean,
me either.
You go. But no, ours is like very easy access. It's fast enough that you could go on a lunch break. They're sit on top sturdy kayaks.
Nice.
But yeah, some people get really into it. And
yeah.
I've never even done it. You'd think owning Kayak Wisconsin that would be my hobby, but I just
really
think, no, so I like a Hilton.
What is the average rental time? Do people rent it for 2 hours? Is
it's
that
usually
average?
2 hours.
Yeah.
This year at some of the locations, we're offering 1 hour. Mainly because I have kids and sometimes young kids don't last that long and I want to make it affordable. But most people, an hour wouldn't be long enough. But if you have a five-year-old like I do, an hour is plenty.
Is it okay for kids to be in a kayak?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
The tandems actually have two big kid or adult seats, and then there's a little molded seat in the middle. So the little
one can sit
right in the middle. So they can like have a free ride.
And that sounds cool.
In the kayak, people can bring like some snacks or a little lunch, right? There's
always
a little container.
And if you bring a five-year-old, you should also bring grapes.
Well, that's
how hard is it, or how long does it take for somebody to feel comfortable using a kayak?
Ours are really wide. They're actually fishing kayaks, and they're very sturdy. So most times, like 30 seconds or so.
Right. I mean, she's right about kayaks in the old days were much narrower.
Mm-hmm. And they still make that kind. So if you wanted
that's
a
for
fast
speed, though,
race,
right?
You know, if you weren't just racing across Lily Lake, for example, you would want something that was
a little
tippier. I want
something sleek.
Yes.
Cut through the water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They tip. That's why you don't want those, Johnny. No, you need the widest they have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty wide, I think.
You'll be just fine.
I'll be good. I have a lot of buoyancy in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when did it, I mean, I remember the first story I did on a kayaker. And I didn't know anything about kayaking. And it was a young lady from Green Bay that used to actually train right over here at the Y in their pool. I mean, that was like the only facility type thing they had. And I remember doing the thing where the number one first thing you do in a kayaker is how to do the roll and the roll out and all those kind of things. But she made the Olympic team from around here. And I thought she helped put kayaking on the map for Northeast Wisconsin because we didn't know what kayaking was.
She's from Wrightstown.
Was that where she was from? Okay.
Yeah, she was. I mean, we gave her a key to the city. That was awesome.
That's
awesome. She took a bronze. Mm-hmm. She takes silver bronze.
Something.
She
would
meddled.
You say
she
brought kayaking to Northeast Wisconsin?
That was a while ago.
I
don't know if she.
So I didn't even know that. So Wrightstown really is the kayaking mecca because that's
where
Kayak Wisconsin started.
I think that's where she was from.
Too.
She wasn't from Green Bay, I know, but we had her come to. Just unbelievable. Yeah, she meddled.
That's awesome.
Very
Thank
cool.
goodness I was here for you.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, the flipping in the kayak is part of the training to get licensed as a certified kayak instructor. So I went through that stuff, and you're supposed to go underwater, and then when you practice, so they tip you over on purpose, you're supposed to slap the side of the kayak, you know, to see if someone's there and move your hand up and down to see if, like, your partner can just flip you over because it's easier than getting out.
Okay.
And when I would do that, I've been a lifeguard my whole life, you know, I'm a strong swimmer, and every time I was upside down strapped in a kayak, my bangs were like, fast, 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 and get me out of here.
Yeah.
So, yes, I am not into the flipping. And
we don't have to. Do you need a license to kayak?
Oh, gosh, no. No, that is just that, where you're talking about that woman that was like flipping and stuff.
Yeah,
that is not, you don't need that.
So, Johnny,
what's your text from the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary? wear your life jackets.
Yeah. Yes, and wear them.
They've been on here a couple times.
Don't just put them on your boat, because if your boat flips over, that's a problem.
There's some unbelievable sad stories that they keep. Yeah. They've been on here a couple times, and it's like, I mean, come on. And they even give them to you free. I don't know if they do that here in Green Bay, but if you don't have them.
These were boaters.
Yeah, and they would give you the life, and people don't do that.
It's
and then they
crazy.
Lose their kid. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's a rule. If you're going to use a kayak, Wisconsin kayak, you actually have to have it on you, and it is included. So you rent the kayak, you unlock the box with the equipment, and then you unlock the kayaks. So they are there. There's no excuse.
Johnny, what do you do with all this? You haul this stuff in? Is it weekly, or do you leave it all summer, or what?
No, I haul everything in spring. We just got done last week, and it's easy for me. I have the equipment, so it's like instead of her making 15 trips, we're making like two trips.
And where are the kayak launches? There, you said Lily Lake and Wrightstown?
Wrightstown.
Come on, this is a test
for you. Does DePere have one?
Voyager? Duck Quarry.
The Quarry.
Wrightstown.
Haystacker Park in Little Chute. Yeah. They own their own kayaks. We just manage it for them. So.
What's the name of it? Because they listen to us too. I mean, we're all the way down to Oshkosh.
Okay, Haystacker Park in Little Chute.
Haystacker.
And then I might say it wrong. And then Miller Park in Wrightstown. And then this year we're adding East River in Bellevue, which will be an awesome location.
That will be good.
Unfortunately, it's record low water, so that didn't happen yet. There's one more coming that I asked at 7:30. Hey, can I tell them? And I didn't hear back yet, so it's still a secret. No.
I would think the Fox would be, or the East River rather, would be perfect, right?
You know, last year I was the first time I ever kayaked down the East River.
Yeah.
And I biked down the trail all the time. But on the river, seeing everything from the river looking out,
we talk about that all the time.
And seeing the turtles that were just huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And fish and everything else that were jumping.
Think about that. With all the water we have here, and people haven't seen our community from the water. And kayak is probably the best way because it's slow and you can take a look at everything. But even here on the East River, it's just really cool to go around Georgia Pacific. And it's like, I've been living here all my whole life. This is an awesome view.
It's a whole different view.
Yeah, it's a definitely different view.
Different perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's great. You're doing this. All right. So you're going to call us then with the new launch because you can't tell us right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool. All right.
It's going to be a great launch, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Really? It's exciting.
It is.
Tell me about the cost of something like this. And is it credit cards or cash? How does this all work?
You book online. So you go to kayakwis.com. So the word kayak and then WIS, short for Wisconsin. Book your reservation probably 2 hours. The more advance notice, the better, just because it makes it easier for us. My kids actually handle most of the customer service and programming and things once school is out. So that's really nice.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the mechanics of it a little bit. Like, let's say you wanted to go to Lily Lake today. So somebody would go online, okay, and you'd give them a code for this big master lock type thing?
So they'd book online, and when we get their reservation, and then we do the back end programming, and then they'll get an email saying download this app. And then they go click the lock that they're going to wake up, which is locking their equipment. Then they click unlock in the app, and then they go on their merry way.
It sounds complicated, but it's really simple to do.
So you walk up to a lock, you click on it. Oh, sorry. You click on it.
If Mino gets this is very good. This will be very good for business.
Here, let me just open this.
Sure, did you hear me sing this morning?
Yeah.
I did hear you sing.
I just got it. That was my text.
Who were you singing to?
His sister-in-law.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay. I'm opening the app.
The
I should have
was?
Had it open already. Sorry about that.
Jim.
Okay, so we click this to wake it up. Now
East
click
River.
Unlock.
Okay.
And now pull it open.
Ooh.
Look at how easy that
was. Wow.
Right?
Like
and
magic.
If you are totally stuck, this is how we want people to do it. But if you call and you're like, I read absolutely nothing you sent me and I can't figure out how to do this. And you're just like, no, I'm not downloading an app. I could also just tell you a 4-digit code and you can click it.
Wow.
I was at Lily Lake last night working on some mechanical stuff. It was beautiful out.
Yeah.
There was quite a few people out there.
Cool.
People are catching fish.
We're going to do that.
Beautiful place. We're going to start a quick break. You guys stick around?
Yep.
All right. We got Sherry and John from Kayak, Wisconsin back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You take the world, but you won't take the time.
Welcome back, Mind of the Mayor here. Sherry Omrick, John Kalwartz, Kayak, Wisconsin. We had a, like, we've got like still lots of questions for you guys. Go ahead, Jim.
But I just, this Kayak, Wisconsin, I just want, kayaking has become extremely popular and it's a great place to do in greater Green Bay. You can, you have a program where we just show up at Lily Lake, we show up at Wrightstown, and what was the place again in Shawano? I mean,
So there's five. So there's, I just need to, we're growing quite a bit. Yeah. Let me just take my fingers out and count.
Well,
we'll go south to north. Little Chute,
right.
Wrightstown, and then Lily Lake. And then East River isn't there yet because of low water levels, but it's coming. And then the Duck Creek Quarry.
Awesome.
In
Howard. Oh, that's right.
All right.
That's
and right. We just go to kayakwis.com to yep. look it up. Want to share the pricing with us and how it works? So we show up with a credit card, I take it, or cash? How does it work?
Actually, you want to do everything online. So you book it all in. It's self-serve. So often you don't even have to talk to us. If you have questions, you can certainly text or call. But yeah, you do the reservation online. It's $25 for two hours on a single kayak, or $40 for a tandem. In May, if you do, because May is always slow, especially on weekdays because everyone's still in school.
Sure.
So if you rent in May on a weekday, you'll get a free weekday later in the year.
Nice.
Just to get the word out.
Should people dress any certain way when you're going out on a kayak?
Yeah, think ABC, anything but cotton. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, because,
oh, I like
you know,
that.
So you might
wow,
get cold
I didn't even know that either.
Yeah,
yeah
look,
well
yeah.
done.
Yeah. Well, your training manual was missing that.
And he just hauls the stuff out of me. He doesn't need to know this stuff.
That's not a big thing because Mr. Polyester here. Why? What is, why?
Well, because if you get wet, you're going to get a lot colder in cotton. You'd like some things that would dry faster. So usually you want to dress for the temperature of the water, not the air, in case you go in. No one really plans on going in. And it doesn't, it's, I used to say it's almost impossible to tip these wide, stable kayaks. I don't say that anymore because some people do find a way to tip them.
But how, why do they tip? I mean, is it because it wakes from another boat, or is it because they're screwing around, or is it
usually
just because they...
someone was getting scared or something, you know, like, and actually it used to happen more when they didn't use the ADA launches. People do not usually fall out of their kayaks.
So it's in the launch that if they fall out, getting in and getting out.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, okay, but now there's a launch. You just sit in
and then
you
then
go.
You push off
yeah,
and
so
you're there. Okay,
when we
I got
first
it.
Started in Wrightstown, there wasn't a launch yet. So
I
they
see.
All had to get in the water, and that's where most people tipped.
All right.
I
that
just,
makes sense.
I'm just thinking you guys are going to do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're racing.
I think we've definitely got to film it. And I think we definitely have to film you guys getting in and out of the kayaks just in case something happens.
I don't think we need that.
I think that would be perfect.
Why do you need that?
They're going to have that easy in.
Well, I don't know if we're going to go Lily Lake. We may, if that thing, if the water raises a little bit.
Oh, the East River.
That would be
fun. Really, really nice.
That is a great.
You know what that'd be like? That'd be like, what's it called? Skulls in the Olympic?
Mm-hmm.
Scotty, what's that called? Skulls, right? The rowers.
Yeah. No, those aren't kayaks. That's
no, but
the
same type of thing. That's what I'm going to imagine myself doing.
There is a launch there, so it will be easy to get in at East River, too.
Is that the cassock? Not the cassock. Who's
so,
the guy?
Todd, we're not going to be able to flip
who's
on.
The guy?
That's what I'm saying.
The well, guy, I might do it.
The guy in front of the boat yelling people.
Cocksmith.
Cocksmith. That's what
yeah.
Okay.
Coxswain.
Yeah. Coxswain. Something like that. Cassock.
Yeah. Or something.
Something
like that. All right, so we're doing that. The water, isn't that East River is unbelievable. Sometimes it's too high. We couldn't run a marathon that one year.
Yeah,
the water's
yeah.
too high and now it's too low. I mean,
right.
But do you think it's going to be navigable this month, next month?
I think it will be.
We hope so. Yeah. But we don't even have the kayak rack there because it's all uncertain. So we went from very excited to East River to hopeful.
What kind of training should a person do before they get involved with this competitively?
I think you might be the first people that have ever wanted to compete on Kayak Wisconsin.
Well, I'm that person.
But stretching for sure.
Maybe your back a little bit, your shoulders. But it just glides. It's so easy.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to do too much.
Todd, I want to do this.
Do it. I'm ready
I
want
to do
it.
This. I want to do this.
I want to be in the water with you guys, too.
Do you guys have one of those things, though, where you could...
John, me too.
Where, like, for him, do you have, like, one of those lift things you just lift...
Not
and it comes
yet.
Over. It would almost be like, you know those things in bars where they have the little kids can win the stuffed animals, the little crane,
the claw.
The claw. Put him in something like that and just drop him right into the kayak. What do you think? You got something like that, John?
I don't think we can...
Talk to folks
at
Lizer and see if they can get something made up
you
like that.
You can ask John ridiculous things and he will say yes. So you could just ask him to find a crew to actually carry you in. He will.
You're going to have a crew.
That is going to be fun. And how many kayaks do you get... sold out? Is there, I'm sure they're like the 4th of July.
Yeah, I'm busy. Well, most nice weekends. So last year it rained a lot. So that was not a great year.
How far advanced can we make reservations?
You could make them for the end of the season already if you wanted to.
Cool.
And if it ended up that the weather wasn't great for you, you can change it. We're pretty laid back about it. So if you want a certain weekend, you should certainly book in advance.
Oh, wow.
How fun is that for...
Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking date night. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing for a couple hours to go on, and it is safe. I mean, Lily Lake, how deep is Lily Lake? Is it
20 feet?
We'll have to get Matt Greasy back here for that. I don't know.
Got a text here. John would be out on the lake, and Jim would be on the shore. John would be yelling, "Look, Jim, look, I'm kayaking. Way far from the shore. Keep kayaking, John." Thank you, Smirky. Yeah. Go Got another text here. Have them come out Wednesday. Walkers group. Have them bring their bleacher chairs. Simple getting in and out to practice. I don't know. Patty, explain more about that.
Yeah.
I got one more question, though. I watch these videos and guys, just because they're kind of freaky, but these guys that are fishing out in the ocean in their kayaks, and they got the, like, pedals. Have you seen those?
Oh, yes.
And, like, a shark will come up next to them. Have you seen those?
Or the whale that ate the kayak?
Yeah, the kayak and spit it out.
And spit it out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
A little too.
Well, we don't have to worry about that.
Lily Lake could have those things.
Right. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anything to worry about, though? I mean, remember those videos where the fish are jumping in the boat? Do we have to worry about that? And
no.
You said these turtles. If you hit a turtle, do they get mad or do they just?
No. They're more scared of you. They barely see them.
Are there snakes on the water, Johnny?
Oh my gosh!
No, I would.
Well, not that I've seen any.
Okay,
but you see woodchucks. Sure. The turtles are huge on the East River.
Yeah,
you would believe how big they are.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen those on shore because I used to walk that. I love. Yeah. I think Green Isle Park. That whole
is
awesome. Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. Really cool. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it. Hey, thanks for being here, man. This was fun stuff. You guys
got
it together. How do people get a hold of you?
KayakWist.com.
So and you're going to let us know when the East is open.
Yeah.
And we'll promote that.
Absolutely.
I'm training until then. Thanks for being
Thank you.
All right.
Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, and a good looking Tuesday morning. Tremendous lineup of guests, man. Grace Hageman, Salvation Army was awesome. Sherry Amernick and John Calwords, Kayak Wisconsin. That's exciting stuff and
it's
a great
big business.
Hey, yeah. Bensley.
Yeah.
Would you like to get into our regatta?
I think I'd be willing.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, man. That'd be
Greg,
fun.
You want to be into
it? I'm in, man.
Oh.
Okay. All right. The four of us. East River, as soon as the water comes up.
Yep.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Bring some sandwiches. We'll take a couple hours.
Yeah.
We're not going to, I don't know about this race thing. You really want to do that?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm in.
Greg Vadney, Rar West Art Museum. He said he's already been going up and down.
He's been working
out.
Look at those pipes on that guy.
Up and down. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So Rar West in Manitowoc, great museum, 75 years old.
Well, thank you. Yeah, 75. Wow. Celebrating our 75th year this year. All year long.
I think I knew that.
Wow. You know, if you're going to technically say it, maybe I come back in September. I think it was September 19th of 1950. City of Manitowoc decided, hey, we're gonna establish this museum. They established the board of directors, hired the first director, decided to pay him, thank God, because that leads to me being employed there.
Right. Got a beautiful
And it's great. And it's the entire 75 years, we've been a public facility, so we're a department of the City of Manitowoc, which is extremely rare, especially for an art museum to be owned by a city. But also, it's a great public-private partnership. It's not just, like, publicly funded. We have great private funding partners that help to really get us a step or two above what you might find normally in a small town.
Yeah, I want to talk about your year celebration events, but does the city feed you guys? Are you self-sustaining, or how does that work?
The city helps to feed us, I guess is the best way of saying it.
They help to feed you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Good thing
so
you
we're
got
a department of the
me.
City. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he appreciates
Thank
it.
Thank God you have a young mayor.
All right, so what do you got going on to celebrate?
All right, so we not only have the 75th anniversary for us, but we got another secondary anniversary that I want to talk about. I had said we have great, through the years, we've had great private support that have gotten us a step, many steps beyond what we would normally be.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruth West, who is mm-hmm. the reason why it's RAR West, really turbocharged the museum in the 1970s with her ability with funds to buy art, but also her keen eye for art. And towards the end of her life, she knew that she wanted to do something special. So she bought an art piece from the artist George O'Keefe. George O'Keefe,
wow.
by the way.
It's a big name.
For anybody who doesn't know, one of the biggest 20th century artists, one of the biggest 20th century American artists. Many people don't know that she is from Wisconsin, originally born in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Grew up there. Grew up on a farm in Sun Prairie. And so we don't have that many museums in the state with George O'Keefe stuff. This was a great opportunity, and she actually bought this from George O'Keefe's family. George O'Keefe died in 1986. In 1990, the family did an auction of some of her artwork, and Birch and Pine Tree number 2, which she had painted in 1925, was purchased by the RAR West Art Museum. So it's had two owners.
Can we ask
George
the
O'Keefe,
price?
The original price?
Yeah.
I think it was 1.2. 1.5.
Wow. 1.5 doesn't go down. So.
And it didn't go down. No. So you can add zeros to that now.
Right. That's awesome.
Wow. And
is that always on display?
We try to keep it on display because there's an expectation. But yeah, obviously you want to make sure that it's in good condition.
You really want to go to the Louvre and where's the Mona Lisa? We took it down for a couple
of
months.
Yeah, we took it out. Come back.
Yeah.
So it is our hallmark. And that George O'Keefe has traveled all around the world.
Right, because you do lend that stuff out. You guys
we have a great
that.
Collection. We have other stuff, too.
Yeah.
But, man, that's a big one. And, as I mentioned, she originally painted it in 1925, which makes this its 100th anniversary.
Wow.
So we're doing, on this Thursday, the 15th, we'll be hosting a large event celebrating that George O'Keefe 100th birthday or anniversary, whatever you want to call it.
And you have that on display then?
It is on display, and we've got a speaker, P.D. Young, who's coming in from the Art Institute of Chicago, who knows a heck of a lot more than I do about mm-hmm. George O'Keefe. And he'll be at the
cool
museum.
I think that's pretty cool that you can go and look at a $1.2 million painting in downtown Manitowoc.
Well, yeah. And like I said, it's worth a lot more than that now.
Yeah.
And that's really was Mrs. West's key. You know, her thought was like, why should you have to go to Chicago or New York or L.A. or Paris to see artwork like this? Why can't it be in your neighborhood? And why can't it be free? So she was always pushing, like, this is a city facility.
I can answer those questions.
Well, yeah, you can.
money. Yeah.
Exactly,
but
right. But she was the one who also money in.
What was her connection? It's her husband then? What was her connection to Manitowoc?
Yeah, the West were Manitowoc Company.
Okay.
So shipbuilders and then crane builders.
That
was the thing.
That was her tie.
And John
West. A pretty good union of a couple of names.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
No kidding. And she pushed it and John pushed it.
Yeah.
And they also had some artists in the family. Right. So she was already kind of predisposed.
All right.
But man, we had a great community in Manitowoc that also supported us. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's Thursday. You're doing that, Georgia.
That's Thursday. The talk is free to the public. It's 3 p.m.
Okay.
We also had an event that already sold out before it. Our friends group did a Tea with Georgia event that sold out. So that's going on. If you want to get on the wait list, you can contact the museum.
That's cool.
And get on a wait list for that. But
I think the last time you were here, Todd came down to one of your, didn't you go down to one of the, was it the Sputnik
Fest last year?
What did you go to? Oh, Amanda
went.
Amanda.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh my God, I love Sputnik Fest. Last year, my kid won second.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, he did. He was the one with like the six arms that were hanging.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, because I was emceeing, right?
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. So with Sputnik Fest, for anybody who doesn't know, 1962, part of the lore of the 75 years of the RAR West, we had a special guest. The Sputnik 4 spacecraft crash landed in Manitowoc, the largest piece crashed right in front of the museum. So every year in September, we run Sputnik Fest to kind of, I don't know whether it's not commemorated. It's just an excuse to throw a huge party.
Yeah.
Why not?
I was an MC for your Harder-Rama last year in Two Rivers, Manitowoc.
Of course.
And that was the theme was Sputnik.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That's right.
It's something,
Amanda?
Can we bring the green beer back?
Yeah, we'll work with one of our local brewers. I know, what do we have? Petzl in Manitowoc did a green beer for us. So I could talk with Paul.
Oh, that's a fun place.
We could talk with Paul about it.
We've had
that
on.
Going.
That guy's fun. Yeah, we've had them on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they know what they're doing there.
He's a great guy. Yeah. And, you know, Manitowoc being a small town that it is. I'm not from Manitowoc, but my wife is. I think we've talked about this before. Yeah. We all married Manitowoc ladies, right?
Yeah.
And so Paul was a good friend of my wife's family for years. So I can remember when he was brewing just in his back rooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Those kind of things have gotten so popular in that area, though. You know
but
what?
But that's because it's done well.
That's what I mean.
You know, when people are passionate about it and they share their passion with people and it's beer and it's good beer, that works.
But it's one of those things we talk about this. When you go to another town, forget the Perkins of the world or the whomever's. Find these local people that have started up something like this. And Manitowoc, Two Rivers, that whole area has been real big with that lately, haven't they?
They have, and I'll tell you what, those local places invest locally.
Yeah.
And they invest in cultural stuff. So they are some of our greatest supporters are these local businesses, family-owned businesses that know the value of having an art museum like the RAR West in their community, and they support us.
Yeah. So the museum, everybody's driven by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
right on Main Street.
You can't miss
A Street
it.
In Manitowoc.
But people, just open house, open hours. Tell me how that works. Because museums are, I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but
I think intimidating is the right word. And honestly, I think that Sputnik Fest is one of those things that lowers that intimidation, opens the doors up. And we try to do that. You know, internally, our theme has been, let's get more people more access to more of our stuff, more of our collection. And that's what we've done over the past few years. We've made huge renovations to the museum. We added a six-stop elevator so that the historic Vilas Rahr Mansion, our original building that started the museum, is fully accessible for the first time. We've got a brand new East Lawn that's all great for Sputnik Fest, but great for events that we're doing all summer long. So we've got classes outside. People can stop in and see outdoor sculpture anytime. It's all about accessibility there.
Actually, if you're driving past, look for the sculptures outside. That's kind of the best way to
absolutely. That should let you know what's inside.
Amanda?
No, I got one more thing to add. So, my son recently had a piece of artwork at the RAR West, and I think it's amazing that you guys took all the school districts and put all their artwork all throughout the art museum, because more often than not, they just do that in the school. They don't really...
They don't have an opportunity to do that. So that is, again, part of the legacy of the museum. We were founded in 1950. One of our first exhibits in early 1951 was area youth art. We've been doing it since because as a city facility, we're mission driven not only to showcase world-class art from all around the world, but also to be the art-focused gallery for our community. So we have community art events that go on, whether it's youth art, which we do every springtime, or local art. Like we've got a juried show coming up, Milestones. And this is a plug that if anybody who is an artist wants to submit, you can go to the RAR West website, rarwestartmuseum.org, and click the link and submit artwork for our biennial juried show that comes up in August.
Let's go with Greg Vadney, RAR West Art Museum in Manitowoc, talking about their summer programs. You guys do great things down there, brother.
That's very good what you're doing about getting the kids in there, because then you talk about that intimidation factor. It's like, well, I've been in there before, and they'll go back. And
not only have I been in there, but I've shown my art there.
Right.
I'm an artist that's been in there.
Scotty, you're an artist at all? You seem like you would have been an artsy guy.
No.
Really?
You seem like you would have been.
I would. But you know what? Isn't it... kind of your interpretation of things. Like everybody can be an artist, right?
Right.
I mean,
but do you write?
I definitely write.
I didn't mean it like that. I know you're a writer. Do you write any poetry, short stories, things outside?
No.
I know you're
sculpt.
A writer.
Nope. I don't have many talents.
Paints.
I did when I was like six and lines.
You seem like you would have been that artsy guy.
No.
Okay.
But really, if I do a stick figure and I go, this is what it means.
That's about it, huh?
Right.
Can I get that?
Now, don't worry. There's still time. I mean, we can build off of your existing talent. We've got classes for any age. So. Yep.
Tell me about the classes you offer there. I'm not sure I knew you offer
classes.
Yeah,
sure. So during the daytime, you can find preschool classes, and we do a lot of classes that are both for homeschool families and then after school.
Right.
Nice. Essentially the same type of class, but done one during the daytime, so sure. homeschool families have access to it, and then one done in the after school hour. So if you're going to your local public school or parochial
love
school,
it. And again, you guys were talking about a little intimidation factor, but there's a little bit of a snob factor too that some people might have about going to a
there's
museum.
There's no doubt about it.
And what you guys are doing is just the opposite.
Well, and it's tricky too because in the world of museums, they call it like Mansion on the Hill syndrome, and we are literally a mansion on a hill.
Yeah.
So it is something that's intimidating, and we got to remind ourselves every day that like it's not. What we see is not what the public sees.
I got to ask one last question, Jim. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you have any more displays on linen and place settings?
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing that in October.
Man. I love that.
In October, yeah.
Thing.
Absolutely.
It's his favorite thing you guys have
that's
all year.
We had, okay, so last year we celebrated an anniversary
Scott,
for that.
Scott, I'm big into that. I know that sounds a little weird, but
I respect that.
Okay, yeah? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. And in October, we're going to have it back. We had like 75 submissions this year for table settings. Mm. Get ready for it.
I might.
Jimmy got some to submit.
I think I'll talk to you offline.
Get your China together.
Greg Manny, I want to win. Robert West Art Museum, Manitowoc. They are phenomenal. Check out their summer programs. Website, Facebook.
RarWestArtMuseum.org.
Always fun having you on, Greg.
It's great to be here. Greg. Thanks for having me
great
on.
Great having you. Then. Greg Vadney, Rar West Art Museum. It's awesome.
Now I understand.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Was left inside on that starry, starry night. You took your life as lovers often do.
Don McLean, 1971.
But I could have told you,
Vincent,
this world was never meant for one as beautiful
as you.
Are we doing this because
Starry, starry night.
Why are we doing this song?
I don't know. I thought
Vincent,
I
Scott
like it. Well, because it's a famous painting.
No, because we used it coming out of the Rar West, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And that comes back from break then.
All right.
The song is about Vincent van Gogh.
Okay.
Yep.
That all works
now you
together.
Know.
I do.
Todd, there's never a song that Todd plays just for the sake of playing.
I know. Well, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For the most part, there's always
a
meaning.
Because of Vincent, it was Scott. Vinci, and we're tying it to
Is
that a bad tie-in?
Honoring our guests.
We'll go with that.
So, hey, you cover sports. You've been with the Press Gazette, what, 20 years?
Since 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever the math.
23 years.
Yeah, I failed math.
Yeah, me too. The biggest sports thing we've ever had here was a couple weeks ago, the NFL draft.
Ice ball, right?
There wasn't that many people here. I mean, it's 57, 56.
Yes. I just meant historic.
But we didn't know it going into the ice bowl. What do you think about it?
Like this was promoted for a year.
Yes, it was.
A year.
Yeah.
That's a long time to every day you have to read something about it. So what is your, from your angle, what's your assessment of it? And if you had a grade at ABC, how would you come in, Scott?
I would think, I thought it was going to be a disaster. I really did.
You were one of those people.
Yep. I thought it was pleasantly not that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you don't want to be too easy of a grader and just say an A. I'd say B+. Now I think some people were disappointed in certain aspects. Parking cars in their neighborhood didn't make as much money as that they were hoping to.
No.
I think there was only like two or three arrests total,
which
is pretty darn impressive over 3 days.
But it wasn't like we were so the first night there, it wasn't that walking through, because I was thinking when I started walking over from Bellin to there and I saw the number of people, I thought, okay, this is about at least twice as much. And then Dom and I were, and I said, this is probably three times as much as a game.
Yeah.
And you think about a game, how many drunk people spilling beer and swearing. And it's like, is it going to be three times that? And it was a tenth of that at the most. I thought it was a really well-mannered crowd.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's because people who get blackout drunk or don't.
Right.
It's probably it's not a game. There's not action or anything. So it's like, it's a different crowd.
It's not the place for
that.
Different vibe. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And I'm sure the chief of police obviously gave it an A because I think it was one arrest.
Yeah,
and I think they had a couple ejections, 12 or something.
Yeah, that's
but it wasn't.
Spectacular.
So they wanted to, I'm sure the chief said, kick these guys out, don't arrest them.
Right.
We don't 13 arrests, that would have been too high. And I think the Packers rated it pretty high too as a success.
They have to though, right?
probably.
I mean, the Packers aren't going to come on and go, you know, we were very disappointed.
Yeah.
So they don't count.
And we could have done better.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I guess the NFL rated it high because 14 million people watched it. So that's why they were in it.
I wouldn't care anything about what the NFL thinks about one of their.
I agree.
You sports guys,
I agree. We're all jaded after doing with the NFL for a lot of years. We get kind of jaded.
Well, I mean, they're not going to be.
No,
I mean, that's not the business.
They're not going to be Dick Bennett. I blame myself.
Right.
We lost, and I blame myself. Right. They wouldn't do that.
Now, I will say this: it wasn't a contest, so it comes off a little bit more believable because there wasn't anything,
right?
You know.
But I will say this: now, in retrospect, you realize that you have hardcore draft people. Yeah. They're not coming for the party.
Right.
They're coming for the draft.
Correct.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, no, 100%. I think maybe people weren't expecting that. They thought it was going to be kind of like a game.
Hey, what's going on in Green Bay?
Nobody went anywhere. It was to see the picks.
Yes.
And I think it was just sold to us that this was once in a lifetime. So I think some people came just to say I was there.
Yep. And I think it will be, right? I mean, next time, maybe a
But I'll never go to another one.
Like 25, 30 years from me. But
I thought it was really cool. It could have been promoted a little bit more, but I thought some of the displays were awesome. Yeah. I mean, not just the rings, but the lockers and Heisman Trophy. Yeah. And that's stuff that you just don't see personal and up close.
And other than maybe Friday morning, the weather was they got lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been bad.
I know.
Can I tell you one, not complaint, but kind of thing I think could have been better?
It's your show.
I think the Packers could have had. For one thing, I wish they had Bart Starr Jr. call off a draft pick. I wish it would have had Donald Driver call off a draft pick. I think there are some other people in Packer history that could have been pretty cool to have up there. Your opinion?
I will hear your opinion. I'll tell you what my suggestions would be.
Do you mean saying any pick or a Packers pick?
A Packers pick.
Okay, but were you not happy with the selection of Jordy Nelson or Dave Robinson, Jerry Kramer?
It was okay. Yeah. I just think Bart Starr, with both his parents being gone now, I think Bart Starr Jr. would have been a great thing to have up there.
You're right, but I mean, we could go through about 100 people that would be a good
no,
one.
No, you start with Bart Starr.
Okay.
Who'd top Bart Starr?
Well, if it was actually Bart Starr.
Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, now that both parents are gone and everything, I just thought there would be, this would not be there if it wasn't for Bart Starr.
Yeah.
You know?
I would have added, like you guys do at the Hall of Fame, a speaker introduces another speaker that introduces the thing. I would add one more speaker, kind of what Johnny's saying a little bit, because I think Jordy Nelson's awesome. But I wish the speaker that would have introduced the speaker would have been, I'm Dr. Hunsiger from Green Bay Medical College. I don't think 14 million people know we have that. Yeah. I would have had something from the water and just fishing. I would have promoted the community more through somebody speaking. You're not going to have Hunsiger introduce the draft choice. I mean, that would be a little awkward, but I don't know. I thought it was great and I thought it was good. I talked to some people who watched it all and I'm like, what did you get out of what you saw on TV? And they're like, well, hey, you know what?
No disrespect. I never heard of that guy you keep mentioning. Hunsiger?
Oh, he started the coach. That guy's big time.
That's because he doesn't get to do a pick.
I mean, it might be nice for him, but I mean, as far as a big prominent name out of
Green
Bay.
I'm not talking about his name. I'm talking about the college, the medical college. I'm not talking about the name.
The other thing I would wonder, though, is from a national scale that the NFL is putting this on, essentially, do they want that much inside pool of stuff, or do
Maybe
they want
not.
Name, known people?
Right.
Because you're catering to everybody.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it came off great.
Yeah.
People, Packers love.
Yeah, they asked me to do a free agent.
They what?
They asked me to do a free agent.
Is that
to announce
right?
one? Yeah.
Well, and you turned it down.
Yeah.
I had a lot of
working going on, buddy.
Yeah.
A lot of labor. That track meet had to cover.
Yep.
Scott Vansky, it's always fun having you here.
It's always fun to be here.
It's always
Thanks, Scott.
One of these days when Jim's not here, you're gonna be my co-host all day.
Oh wow, pressure.
Yeah.
And vice versa, when Johnny's not here, you can be mine.
Not as much pressure. That'll be more.
A lot less. Scott Vansky, Greg Vadney, Sherry Amernick, John Calwerts, Grace Hageman. Scott Vansky!
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.